The Austrian capital, Vienna, has nudged out Melbourne as the world's most livable city. Melbourne has been in the top position for the past 7 years on The Economist's ranking of cities, but this year Vienna scored better in the stability category, which ranges from terrorism to petty crime. I spoke to Simon Baptist from the Economist Intelligence Unit a short time ago. Simon Baptist, thanks for joining PM. This is the first time that Vienna has topped this survey. What has Vienna got over Melbourne?
Vienna and Melbourne have been very, very close for many years now. For the last few years, Melbourne has, as you would know, just managed to edge out Vienna. Actually, this year, both cities had an improvement in their livability. Melbourne registered an improvement in the availability of modern music concerts, and Vienna registered a decrease in its crime rate. Now, because in our survey, we rank crime as being a more important factor than availability of music concerts, the improvement in Vienna was more than Melbourne's improvement, and that allowed Vienna to get to the top of the survey. But of course, both cities have extremely high levels of livability with a score of 99 out of 100.
So we can rule out survey error there where respondents might have said Australia and it's been recorded as Austria?
No, that's right. Australia and Austria do share one thing in common, as well as bits of the country name, which is their cities generally are very high in livability. Actually, Australia has, we rank 5 Australian cities, and the lowest ranking Australian city is Brisbane, which is still ranked at 22 with a score of 91 out of 100. So all the Australian cities, in fact, are still ranked very highly, even though this year Melbourne has lost that that coveted number one spot.
So you said there that Melbourne extended its lead in culture and environment components, but it was outweighed by Vienna's stability. And that obviously follows a few years where it and the rest of Europe faced an increased terrorist threat, and that's fallen away. So that's why Vienna's been able to creep ahead this time.
That's one reason. There has been a decrease in the terrorism threat across Europe. But for Vienna in particular, there's also been a decrease in the recorded crime rates. So, for example, petty theft or vehicle or property crime have all decreased in Vienna. So their score has gone up. And that's now the key difference between Melbourne and Vienna, which is that Vienna's crime statistics are a little bit lower. Of course, Melbourne's are still very good. And I know there's been a big debate in Melbourne recently about crime and safety. And I just emphasise, by our survey, our ranking for Melbourne in terms of its crime level has not changed this year. So it stayed flat. We view there's been no change upwards or downwards in Melbourne's crime rating. It's just that Vienna registered a notable improvement.
And what about affordability? Does your survey look at this? Because I can't avoid that old joke that one goes Baroque in Vienna.
Right. No, this survey doesn't look at cost of living. I mean, we do another survey, which will be coming out later this year, on the cost of living in cities around the world. And last year, where I live, Singapore was number one in terms of being the most expensive city. We'll see what happens this year. But both this is just about livability. And it's true that a lot of the cities that do have high levels of livability often do come with higher prices as well. I mean, and part of this is that, you know, they tend to be medium-sized cities in rich countries that don't have the sort of levels of congestion or pollution. And of course, because they're so desirable, a lot of people want to live there, and that can make them more expensive.
The Japanese cities Osaka and Tokyo have moved into the top 10 on your survey for the first time. And this is a bit of a surprise, because it's usually populated by less dense cities, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Medium-sized cities in rich countries tend to do well. Larger cities, say, such as London or New York or Bangkok, tend to be penalised because they have higher levels of pollution and more congestion. So these large cities do tend to get ranked down. So Tokyo is very interesting. It's the world's largest city still, the world's largest urban agglomeration, and it has now achieved its highest score ever and gone into the top 10. And this is due to the very good levels of infrastructure in Tokyo, and particularly the public transport system, which has been improving. And that's one of the things that allows Tokyo to have a high livability score and have good levels of good transport and ease of getting around, even though it is so large. So it really is the exception in the top 10.
Simon Baptist, thanks very much for joining PM.
Great, thank you.
That's Simon Baptist from the Economist Intelligence Unit.